Here's one concrete impact of climate change. It's melting permafrost on the north slope of Alaska. The water here is actually burrowing down into the normally frozen tundra below. It's a phenomenon scientists worry is happening too often. The new Mines Medal recipient, Dr. Diana Wall, has research that focuses on soils, but on the other end of the Earth, in Antarctica. She is one of a group of researchers from several fields who co-authored a recent article in Science magazine to call for more conservation around the South Pole. She says the Antarctic Peninsula is among the fastest warming places on the planet. But she adds that climate change is just one factor threatening a host of species there.
Climate change, human impact, effects from other places, say pollution or things like that, that are affecting the ocean, the ozone hole. We're seeing a lot of effects, and so we wanted to call attention that we need to have another policy body. We're scientists. We don't know how to do that, to think very quickly about how we're going to conserve this ecosystem.
Right now, as you know, we're seeing a severe drought across much of South Dakota and much of the country. We've seen a return to Dust Bowl-like era storms even in some parts of the country. Are we at risk because of climate change at losing our soil sustainability overall in the United States again, the same way, the same sort of impacts we saw in the 30s?
You know, I'm not an expert on that aspect, but I have seen some articles where people are concerned about what they were calling, we call the Dust Bowl, they call desertification. I know I study in New Mexico and have studied there for a long time, and they are concerned near Las Cruces with increasing desertification. And I think we all ought to be concerned, but it's not just about that aspect. It's about how we manage soils here in Africa, anywhere else, so that we will be able to sustain ourselves with food. I mean, that's the ultimate goal, is we've got to be able to have good soils that are fertile and good ecosystems to support us. Otherwise, it's going to be pretty grim. We depend on the environment.
As a scientist who studies sustainability, do you see in the United States at all a disconnect between what science is saying and what public policymakers are saying and what they're doing when it comes to the issue of sustainability and climate change? And if there is a disconnect, is it at all a concern to you?
You know, it's been quite refreshing to talk to some people. Again, I've got to say I'm not a policy person. But I do talk to people who are in Washington, you know, they're scientists with either environmental organizations or with NOAA or whatever. And, you know, they're really good scientists, USGS, Forest Service. They're my colleagues. And sometimes there is frustration that, yes, we're not moving fast enough. Other times I hear them saying, we think it's on the way. But our job is really important to keep saying, here is the data. And the data is showing that greenhouse gases are rising. We're showing that they're extreme events. We're past having to prove it. We've got the evidence out there. And my hope is that, yes, policies will be made and that people will be very accepting of them, because it's our local environment that's being affected by overall everybody, and we're also affecting the rest of the globe. It's no longer, you know, what stays in Las Vegas stays in Las Vegas. The atmosphere, the water, everything we're dealing with, the droughts, the tornadoes, the extreme events, you know, this is stuff that is going on worldwide, and we don't want to get too far behind it. I hope that there are some changes made that will help us all see our environment being sustainable without cutting the economy, that will create new jobs. But, oh my goodness, I'm beginning to sound like a politician, and I'm not one.